With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's prime minister is standing tough.
I say to the leaders of the world, no amount of pressure, no decision by any international forum will stop Israel from defending itself.
Benjamin Netanyahu saying he does hope to patch things up with President Biden, who's withholding some offensive weapons from Israel and threatens to hold back more if Israel's military goes into Rafah to wipe out Hamas. House Speaker Mike Johnson charges that Biden's policy amounts to micromanaging Israel's war efforts.
What President Biden has announced here in the last, 18, 24 hours is a very dangerous abandonment of Israel. It represents a true departure of what they had committed to us and what the will of Congress is. Remember, we just voted several days ago to ensure that we can provide the proper arms and assistance to Israel when they are literally fighting for their survival as a nation.
Hear Johnson's full interview tomorrow on the Salem News program this week on the Hill. Also at SRNNews.com, the judge presiding over former President Trump's New York criminal trial has once again denied a defense request for a mistrial. Judge Juan Merchan also refusing to modify a gag order. It's preventing Mr. Trump from defending himself by addressing allegations made against him. Along with muzzling Mr. Trump, the judge is keeping him from campaigning by forcing him to be in the courtroom every single day the trial is in session. And while the former president is tied up in that Manhattan courtroom, President Biden is out west. He's been collecting more campaign cash. Today, it's campaign events in the San Francisco Bay Area before heading to Seattle this weekend. From Texas to South Carolina, people being urged to stay alert today for the possibility of more severe weather. Watching Wall Street stocks higher, the Dow's up 127 points, while the NASDAQ ahead 59. This is SRN News. How close do you feel to other people?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks that question, and it reveals that 66% of the general population says they do feel close to other Americans. And religion is a determining factor. Amongst people of faith, 73% say they feel close to others, compared to just 51% of people who are not religiously affiliated. Older Americans, conservatives, and Republicans are also more likely to feel close to others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch still suffering from its decision to partner with a transgender influencer last year. The company reports higher than expected revenue in the first quarter, but is still losing market share in the U.S. Sales of Bud Light, the company's longtime bestseller in this country, plunged last spring amid conservative backlash after the brand selected Dylan Mulvaney, a man who's living as a woman, to be one of its spokesmen. This is SRN News. It's another black eye for beleaguered aircraft manufacturer Boeing.
A Boeing 737 skidded off a runway at the airport in Senegal's capital, Dakar. 10 people were injured. Passenger video shows the aircraft on fire and passengers jumping down the emergency slides as flames shot out from one side of the aircraft. In the background, people can be heard screaming. The transport minister says the Air Senegal flight, operated by Transair, was on the way to neighboring Mali late Wednesday with 85 people on board. I'm Rita Foley.
Facing a staggering deficit of at least $38 billion, perhaps as high as $58 billion, California Governor Gavin Newsom releases an updated budget proposal today. A big rebound in tax income that budget writers were counting on failed to materialize, and that sent Newsom back to the drawing board to come up with a revised spending proposal. More details, SRNNews.com.